Hey guys, and welcome back to Sacred Singleness. I am your host, Maddie. And if you tuned in last week for episode 2, you know we got real about relationships that don't work out, right? About loving someone, letting them go, and realizing even good people may not be God's best for us. And so, well, in today's episode number 3, we're continuing that conversation, but we're going deeper because when those relationships end, it's not just about what happened between you and them. A lot of times it pulls on something much older, right? Older wounds that go all the way back to our childhood. And for me, I had to realize this season is personal because God is healing things that started long before I ever dated anyone. You know, I grew up being the oldest. But before we discuss that, let me go back all the way from when I was a baby. So I was born in the 90s, and we fled the country that I'm from, right? We just fled it because it was a communist country. It was horrible. And so my father decided to throw me and my mother in a man-made boat, and we were in the ocean for 3 days, 3 nights, and we almost drowned. I almost died. We almost died. But somehow, somewhere, God made a way for the waves not to eat us and for us not to drown. And so That was my first image of my father, right? He just threw us. He didn't come along with us. But of course, he flew nicely in a plane to the States while we almost drowned coming here. So anyhow, that was my first lesson of a father figure, right? And then he came back into my life a little bit later when I was more in my, I was about 5, 6 years old. He came into my life for a very brief moment. And when I say brief moment, maybe 2 days, 3 days at the most, disappeared until I turned 15. Then he came back, you know, for 1 day, had a relationship with me for 1 day, had my number, never called me for my birthday, then disappeared again. Then he came back when I was 18, disappeared again. And I'm 35 now, and I haven't seen him ever since. So you do the math. Abandonment issues, right? Daddy issues. Of that was supposed to be your first love, right? And so I'm not the only one that has experienced that. And this goes for women, men, and single parents. Okay, if you're a man, you might have mother wounds. Okay, I have father wounds. So my story can go, again, both ways. And I grew up, I was a single child for almost my entire one-digit life. And then my oldest brother came along in 98. And so after that, I had a sister and then another brother. So, and you know, if you're the oldest child, you already know where I'm going with this. Okay. If you're the middle child, just overlook this conversation. If you're the youngest child, don't even bother. Okay. This is not for you in terms of what I'm about to say, but everyone looked to me, right, for everything from a very, very, very young age. I wasn't just the big sister, right? I was like a second mom, a caretaker, and the one doing grown-up tasks when I was still a kid myself. You know, yes, I had moments of enjoyment as a child, but I had a lot, and I mean a lot, of responsibilities growing up. You know, I wasn't your ordinary child, and I grew up quicker than I had to. I matured quicker than I had to, right? And on the outside, people said, wow, you're so strong, you're so responsible. But on the inside, it shaped me into this hyper independent woman who learned early, I don't need anyone. I can do it all myself. And let's be real, the sound of that, you know, that sounds good on Instagram, right? Hashtag strong, independent women. But what I've learned in this is that sometimes strength is not strength, guys. You know, sometimes it's just survival. And survival mode can't build intimacy, you know? And I don't have a problem with intimacy, but I know people who do. And I don't have a problem letting people in, but it does create more walls for me when people keep disappointing me, right? I can't be as open and as intimate as people would like me to be, maybe a little bit more vulnerable, because I do have a wall buildup, right? Which God has helped me to destroy that wall and give people opportunities. But then again, when I give them the opportunity, I'm being faced with, you know, things that I don't know, but because let me go back to what I was saying, because I lost track of what I was saying. But what I was saying is that sometimes it's survival, right? And survival mode cannot build intimacy, because if you never learn to need anyone, you never really let anyone in. And so you add the absence of my father that left its own mark in my life, right? Because when a father isn't present, whether physically or emotionally, there's this silent ache of abandonment. And mind you, I had a father figure from when I was four, right? Which was my stepfather until my adulthood, but that wasn't my biological father. And that still left me wounded regardless, right? And for me, I carried that ache into childhood, believe it or not. And it whispered to me, like, you're not enough to stay for. And, you know, later in my life, my parents split up. The only father that I knew split up, and he remarried. And so he stayed in my life. But at the same time, it was an abandonment to me, right? Because he didn't care to destroy the family he had already built. And because of that, I felt like I had to overperform and be the best daughter and be the best sister and be the best student and the best in everything that I did, right? And excel and achieve in even my career. And just so I wouldn't be left again, right? And that's really heavy to carry. And when I walked into relationships, that wound showed up, right? I am an overgiver. Right? I am. I overgive. I overdo. I overcompensate. And not because I wanted to. That is just how I am, to be honest with you. I like to give the person that I love, because I don't overshare and overdo with everybody. When I get in relationships and I love somebody, I do those things because it's genuine. It comes from my heart. But at the same time, because deep down, I was afraid of being abandoned again. Like, I was trying to prove myself to people. And I'm like, why do I have to prove myself to people? Like, I know who I am. I know what I bring to the table. I know I'm a kind-hearted person. I know that I'm sweet. I know that I have the best intentions. So, like, why do I feel like I have to show and prove myself to someone? And it all stemmed from my abandonment issues with my father. So here's the connection, right? Like, being hyper independent made me feel like I didn't need a man, right? That I could just take care of myself, like my kid, my life. And I could. Don't until this day, I'm hyper independent. I don't have people to help me pay my bills. I pay my bills on my own, right? I have a job, I have a car, I have a house. Like, I have a child. I don't have child support from the father of my child. Like, it's a lot of things. And I'm so grateful to God, because it's nothing but the grace of God that has led me to where I am right now. Because when I say God has walked with me in every season and never let me drown. Now, I've seen seasons of drought, but there was always something left for me to drink. I was never thirsty to the point where I was dehydrated and died, right? He gave me just enough to survive. And even in my disobedience, you know, he stood there by me. So But that's not what I deep down want in my life. Like, I want partnership, right? I want companionship. I want somebody who's going to walk and do life with me, but do it in a godly way and with purpose, right? And, but anyways, in doing that, I sometimes blocked myself from receiving love, from depending on someone, from letting myself rest, you know. And I'm going to tell you, that man that I was dating at one point looked at me. We were driving in the car going up the Main Street Bridge. Literally, I remember this day. I'm so picturesque. Like, I remember vividly things. And he looked at me and we were talking about, I don't even know. I think we were talking about this girl he was talking to. And, you know, she thought he was going to give her some money or whatever. And he was like, no, I'm not giving her no money. And then he looked at me. He was like, I don't know if I was the one that asked him or what, but he was like, if you want a brick, or I don't even know how he said it, a stack, you can get some. Like, basically tell me if I needed something. And at one point he also told me, he was like, you know, if you need some money or something, you can just ask me, right? Like, I got you. And I always said, no, I'm good. And even if I wasn't good, I was never one to ask for money or like ask for help, because that's how I lived my entire life. Just hyper independent. Don't ask anybody for anything, you know, because it was a form of weakness, I guess, in a way. I don't know. And so, you know, I blocked myself from letting myself rest. And the father wound made me feel like I had to earn the love. And when love didn't work out, it wasn't just heartbreak. It was confirmation of the lie, right? Like, see, you weren't enough again. But family, you know, this is why God makes singleness personal, because this isn't just about romance, right? This is about him going into those deep places, the childhood places, and saying, like, daughter, son, I see you. I know where it hurts and I want to heal it. And so one of the hardest lessons for me has been learning to stop overperforming, to stop trying to earn what God already gave me, which was love, worth, and identity, guys. And you see, this hyper independence will keep you busy, but it won't keep you healed. You know, an overperformance, or like overperformance just in general, might win you an applause, right? But it won't win your peace. And so God is saying, you don't have to prove yourself to me. You don't have to earn my presence. You don't have to beg me to stay. I choose you before the beginning of time, right? And that truth in itself, when you let it sink in, it changes everything. It makes you realize that you're not abandoned. You're adopted and you're not overlooked, right? You're chosen and you're not unloved. You're already deeply loved. So, you know, guys, if you've been carrying childhood wounds, right, into your adult singleness, if being the oldest child made you hyper independent, or if missing a father or a mother, you know, made you feel abandoned, I want you to hear this, okay? God is rewriting our stories. He is rewriting your story, my story, everybody that's listening's story. Okay. This season is personal because God is finally healing the wounds you learned to hide. He's teaching you to rest. Okay. He's teaching me to rest. He's teaching you to receive, me to receive, and to know that our worth doesn't come from what we do or who stays in our life. It actually comes from him, right? So let's go ahead and pray, okay? Lord, I lift up every listener carrying childhood wounds into their adulthood. Heal the little girl, the little boy inside of us who had to grow up too fast. Heal the part of us that felt abandoned, overlooked, or unloved. Teach us that we don't have to overperform for you. We are already enough in Christ Jesus. Make this season of singleness the season where deep healing happens. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. And that's episode 3, you guys. And thank you for letting me share my heart with you. You know, next week we're going to talk about I'm not sure what we're going to talk about. I thought I had it in my mind, but I don't. But it doesn't matter. It's going to bless you either way. So until then, remember that this season isn't wasted, guys. This season is personal. Until next time, bye.